by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back at the end of December of 2018. We're talking no other than Itronix, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ITRO. Their stock price is around 90 cents a share, market cap around $14 million. And with us is the investment relations specialist, Dennis Bradley, representing the company. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
You know, sometimes when I look at your company and I kind of scratch my head, and for myself and for my new listeners, what do you mean when you guys talk about you have zero waste technology? What does that mean exactly?
Well, real simple, it's like this, that all resources that come into the Itronix production plant are used. There is 100% conversion of the resources into finished product. And that is the line of Golden Grove fertilizers and into silver production. And there's literally zero waste that is released from the production plant. The only waste is if somebody flushes a toilet. And it's incredible in terms of sustainability and the optimized use of resources to convert into product that goes back into the system.
Explain to me, before we get into the Q&A, explain to my listeners the specialty liquid fertilizers that you guys turn into silver bullion. I'm still scratching my head over the last three interviews about that one.
Well, back in the late 80s, fish were dying in the Truckee River. And Reno and Sparks and neighboring cities, the Truckee River flows through, they went into a state of panic. So they knew of Dr. John Whitney's expertise in metallurgical science, and they called him. Well, what was discovered was that companies that were developing photography were dumping their liquid waste into the sewer system, and it was overwhelming the water treatment plants, and some of it was ending up in the Truckee River. Well, silver is one of the elements of photography development in the liquids, and silver kills trout. So Dr. Whitney took upon himself, and they gave him a sample of the liquid, and he invented the means to extract all the metals out of the liquid, and then the bulk of the liquid still had some significant nutrients in it, so he developed and invented a recipe for creating the best liquid fertilizer in the world. And there's 11 different formulas of the Golden Grove fertilizer. That's the brand name.
You know, March 5th, while I asked you guys to come back on the show, March 5th, you put out a press release, basically announced a discovery of Itronix Arctic Fullstone project, which I don't know what that means exactly, but I've asked you to come on the show to explain that, the March 5th press release. What exactly does that mean to your investors and my listeners?
Oh, sure. As announced in the press release, Whitney & Whitney, which is a subsidiary of Itronix, discovered the surface indications of a likely very large presence of gold, silver, and copper present in the 2,800 acres in the Yerington Mining District that Itronix has owned for the last 9 years. Very simply, what that means is, this means is potentially dramatic appreciation in value of one of its capital assets. Drilling in the Yerington Mining District has uncovered several hundred million tons of copper deposits. But the discovery on the Itronix property, strong surface indications of gold accompanied by the silver, zinc, and copper, once drill confirmed, would be the first gold deposit discovered in the region in the last 50 years. So, in terms of asset appreciation, now, you know, Everett, when you own stock in a company, you in effect own a percentage of what the company is worth. Well, for Itronix shareholders, they can be comforted by the fact that there's a great deal of asset appreciation that's underway. And in that high-growth region, Yerington mining region, Itronix 2,800 acres holding, and it's 48 acres at its recently acquired nearby Wabuska factory site with a 60,000 square foot facility, will be appreciating in value on an ongoing basis. I just said it's a prototype factory, 35,000 square foot factory. That's just the building itself. It was appraised at $1.2 million 4 years ago. Today, it's appraised at $2.6 million. that's the appreciation that's happening with the Itronics assets. And that the appraisal of the production facility, that's just the building itself, which was built to military specifications and houses several million more dollars worth of production equipment.
So, Dennis, so I want to ask you this. So how does the Fullstone project fit in with Itronics' plan for the future?
Well, I mean, I'm just real happy with what's been discovered there to increase the capital asset base of the company. As it continues on its path of increasing production capacity to meet the demands of the waste stream recycling conversion that they've been developing over the course of the last 4 years. And so it's a strengthen the capital asset base while it provides a foundation for where they're going forward with the new lines of business that I described in our previous interviews. If you remember, Everett, started out with liquid fertilizer production.
Yes.
And then with experimentation and the application of their proprietary technology, they realized that they could start harvesting precious metals out of the e-waste, all the electronic waste. And so they refining and crushing circuit boards that, if you remember, are provided to Itronics by Disability Resources.
Right.
And they take the circuit boards and are able to harvest the precious metals out of the circuit boards and gone into major silver production. Now, another breakthrough in the technology, an application of their technology, Everett, is that in December of 2017, by executive order, the U.S. government issued a list of critical minerals that the U.S. is dependent on. Tin is one of those critical minerals. There's no tin produced in the United States. We have to buy it, import it from a couple other countries. So it leaves us very vulnerable to disruption in the supply. Well, lo and behold, another breakthrough in the application of Itronics technology is that tin is now being harvested out of the circuit boards. And most recently, Itronics president, Dr. John Whitney, he's quoted stated, "Our recovery of all the tin contained on the circuit boards positions the company to be a world leader in tin recovery from the discarded circuit boards." And with the government considering tin to be one of the critical minerals, they may well be offering incentives to encourage domestic production. That positions Itronics to be a leader in that whole approach and to reap the rewards of the monies to be realized.
Dennis, I want to change gears here for a second. I was looking at the OTC market. I noticed that you have a stop sign just like your investors. Can you elaborate where we're at on that and where we're going forward?
I sure can, Everett. Unfortunately, this was back more than a handful of years, Itronics was a victim of a predatory financing scheme. And altogether, the perpetrators attacked 300 companies. Itronics is the only company that survived the evil, and the perpetrators are prosecuted, etc. But it left Itronics in a very disadvantaged position. And Itronics has not submitted fully audited financials in the last several years because it takes costs at least $100,000.
Yes.
For the financials to be audited.
Right.
And rather than spending the money in that way, the money has been being spent to increase production capacity to meet the demands for the Itronics products, that is the fertilizer and the e-waste recycling and the cyanide neutralization and harvesting zinc out of flue dust.
Right.
So now we have a recent agreement with an audit firm and who has positioned themselves, and once the auditing is completed and Itronics becomes fully reporting, then no more restrictions, and hello, NASDAQ, here we come.
I appreciate that. We're running out of time, but in closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview? And my second question is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate?
Well, a couple of things. We are on the path, as I suggested, as far as capital asset appreciation, increasing production capacity, increasing the sales and fertilizers, increasing the silver production all the way from a button that used to fit in the palm of my hand that now we're producing 45-pound bullion bars that are shipped to a refining company, the cyanide neutralization that the mining district and the aluminum production sector suffers from, we will be instrumental in remedying that problem and then harvesting zinc from flue dust. Those are the lines of business that we will be continuing to increase. What this allows for potential investors is to get in and become part of the Itronix family with a promissory convertible note that I described in December. That's the best investment that a person can make. And then here's the very basics of it. If somebody's got some cash sitting in the bank making 0.00 something, that we can put it to work, and they can be paid 12% interest, that's annualized, on a promissory note, a three-year note, that's convertible into Itronix stock. And as incentive, I'll even discount the note. So, start out with a minimum $10,000 of it, I'll make the note worth $12,500. And it's convertible into Itronix stock at a discounted price, discounted to what it's trading in the market. And that'll all be contracted. And in the same time, I'll even put in warrants that person can exercise anytime within the next 18 months for getting the stock at the discounted price that we'll put into the contract. It's an incredible investment, and whoever takes the step will never be out of the money with their investment. That's the way it's structured.
You've been listening to Dennis Bradley. He is the investment relations specialist for Itronix Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ITRO. Dennis, I want to thank you for stopping by, bringing us an update on the company. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, I wish nothing but continued success for your company. You got a fan in myself, and I think you guys are doing a great job over there for the environment, for business-wise, and for an investment.
Well, thanks very much, Everett. Just one thing I'd add, that the promissory note that I offered is on a first-come, first-served basis. All the person needs to do is send an email to investor@itronix.com. Put my name in the subject line, Dennis, and it will be brought to my attention, and I will respond promptly.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.